To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of May, 2022. Got the best technology news that's went on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Oh, you're so excited about Google's folding phone? Well, just drop that excitement. Apparently, it's been delayed again. Now, everybody kind of thought, well, the Pixel Watch is coming, and that was rumored, so surely this will too. Nope. We see no sign of Google's mysterious folding phone at all. And if the rumors are correct, we won't see it for another year. Now, originally, Google was expected to unveil the device in 2021. That didn't happen. And then that was supposed to get pushed back to the fourth quarter of this year. Again, pushed once more. Now, what leakage has come out from Google HQ? The reason why it's been postponed? Well, simply because it's not ready. That can mean a lot of things. Particularly in the world of chip shortages that we're in right now, it may have a lot to do with it. Now, something that is available today, tvOS 15.5.1. Yep, Apple TV HD and the Apple TV 4K devices out there are ready for the update. And if you're thinking, I just did this, well, yeah, you did 10 days ago. That's why there's a point one there. So what's in this point one for the update? Well, Apple, yeah, they're not detailing anything. More than likely, it looks like some bug fixes, particularly ones we've heard about with the menu just kind of sticking and stucking, and you can't unstuck it until you unplug it. I know that ain't proper English, but that's how we're going to go with it. The other issues were, of course, with the music, where it would just stop playing after a short time. That's also been happening with the HomePods too, which also got an update. So if your Apple TVs are having a little hiccups, you know what to do. Download over the air on the Apple TV through the Settings app by going to the System and then Software Update. More updates. Here we go. This time it's on Microsoft, and that means Windows and fixes and probably more bugs. This time, though, it's for Windows 11 users out there, and this update being the KB504019 update. This is an optimal, by the way, non-security update, but apparently will address a whole bunch of problems that have creeped up in the operating system. It will also introduce Windows Spotlight on the desktop. As far as the fixes we've been hearing about, there's a fix for the slow file copying, and also a fix for the IE mode window frame problem. Now, if you want to see every detail about this update, of course, you can head on over to Microsoft and check that out. Looking at the list through this thing right now, woohoo! We'll be here till Sunday when I'm telling you about everything that's going on with this update. So far, though, haven't heard any problems, should be okay to install. But as with anything with Microsoft and updates, install at your own risk. And finally, need some new solar panels for that roof? Well, hell, just hop on down to IKEA. Yeah, I said IKEA. At least this fall, anyways. And if you're in California. Because IKEA, yes, is bringing solar panels to the IKEA family. Now, I know the first thing on your mind is saying, oh boy, can we get to assemble solar panels? Well, thankfully, these will already come that way. Because IKEA is actually partnering with SunPower, which is actually one of the largest solar energy providers in the country in the U.S. They will actually be the ones to install to your rooftop and get them all hooked up to that DC battery storage unit and stuff that you got going on. Now, those of you in the UK right now, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, IKEA used to sell solar panels here. They did. They actually started around 8,000 pounds per household. That actually included the battery. But in 2009, all that changed with government subsidies, and they decided to discontinue those in IKEA stores in the UK. As far as the US side goes, batteries, yep, definitely will not be included here. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there and also support the new show over there at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the new show alive. Don't forget also to check us out on our social places, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and join the community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack. The new show. Well, yes, indeed. We'll be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fine, fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.